Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville. Yeah. We're going to check in with our pal EB coming up in about 20 minutes. But we wanted to talk matchups. You started to go through it. Cakes believes the best matchup for the Commanders in the next round would be the Rams. Rams are 10-6. Mm-hmm. They've won five in a row. We remember the Bills game where they scored 44 points,
right?
44-42. But since then, they've been struggling to put points on the board. Only scored 12 against the Niners, 19 against the Jets, and just 13 against the Cardinals. So
I kind of throw out that Niners game because that was like bad rainstorm. Neither team could get anything going offensively there. But the main reason I like the matchup with the Rams is they don't have a mobile quarterback. And I'm terrified of facing an Eagles team if Jalen Hurts comes back from the concussion and Saquon Barkley. Like, at least with the Rams, you got to deal with Kyren Williams. He's a handful. He's one of the better running backs in the league. But at least you don't have that rushing quarterback component. You know where Matthew Stafford's going to be at all times. And if you don't move him off his spot, he's going to pick you apart. So you have to pressure him, but I'd rather face that sort of offense than I would with a quarterback that can beat you on the ground as well as through the air. I just do not want them facing the Eagles. I think it's a bad
matchup.
So let's
go through this. So the Rams, like I said, they've won five in a row. You mentioned Stafford. Now what you got to worry about is Puka Nacua. Mm-hmm. At wide receiver,
sure.
You would hope Marshawn Lattimore would be able to offset him. I don't bring up Cooper Kupp because when you look at the last three games, Cooper Kupp in the last three games, four catches for 53 yards. Mm-hmm. It's not the same Cooper Kupp. I don't know what's going on there, if he's injured, if they've just shifted everything over to Puka. Puka's clearly the number one guy. I mean, Cooper Kupp just a couple seasons ago, he was the triple crown guy like Ja'Marr Chase,
yeah,
in terms of yards, touchdowns, catches. He led the league in all three categories. So you got the Rams. All right. Now, Tampa's not assured to be in, but let's just work with Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa's 9-7. They've won five of their last six games. Baker Mayfield is up to 39 touchdown passes.
I honestly didn't think he had this sort of offensive capability to his game. And he's doing this without Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin's been sidelined for at least half the season. Jalen McMillan, the rookie, has really come on over the last four or five games. He's developed a connection with him, and we know what he can do with Mike Evans, obviously. I mean, Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. Bucky Irving is the guy that scares me here because he's really emerged, kind of took over for Rashad White out of that backfield, kind of relegated Rashad White to being the receiving downs back. He's the feature back now, and he's been crushing in the last two or three games. Like, that team's hot. They were pissed this past weekend because they stubbed their toe last week. I've forgotten who they...
Dallas.
In the Dallas game. And they took out their frustrations, obviously, on Carolina. Like, that's a team that's kind of ascending. I wouldn't want to deal with them either.
The other thing is you played them. Now, it feels like a lifetime ago. I mean, you played them in the opener.
Right.
And Baker had a big day against that Commanders defense. If you just compare those two team defenses, the two that we've talked about so far, Rams don't really have a great defense. Tampa doesn't have a great defense. Mm-hmm. I think Tampa might be ranked a little bit higher than where the Rams are. So, you know, of those two, I agree with you, probably the Rams. Now, the Eagles are an interesting case. And I think it depends on what we hear about Jalen Hurts, and one would expect Jalen Hurts to come back. But you just beat the Eagles. That number one defense, you put up 36 points against the Eagles mm-hmm. with five turnovers, Cakes.
Right.
So I think as an offense, you should feel pretty comfortable about playing the Philadelphia Eagles. You know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting
in the Philadelphia Eagles, and they've been able to neutralize. Like, Jalen Carter played in that game.
Right.
Quinyon Mitchell played in that game. I know they had a couple of guys who were banged up, and they had the safety who was thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you would have a lot of confidence facing the Eagles' defense. The other side of the ball,
I'm worried about the two-headed monster of Hurts and Barkley. I just feel like they're going to put this defense in a blender. They're going to have them off balance throughout the game because, you know, Hurts is a capable rusher. We just saw Saquon go over 2,000 yesterday. Like, you know what their game plan is going to be. And then once you start focusing on them, then they can hit you with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, they have so many weapons scattered throughout that offense that I'd like to avoid them too, if possible. So I think the best scenario for them right now is to take on the Rams. And again, look, Matt Stafford could go on one of those heaters where he throws for 320 and three touchdowns and no picks. And, you know, he throws 12 balls to Puka Nacua and they beat you that way. And that could certainly happen. But I would pick that out of those three teams that we mentioned.
I mean, the Eagles defense was ranked number one when Washington played them.
Right.
They had held the Ravens to 19 points. They held the Steelers to 13 points. And then Washington erupted for 36 with the five turnovers. Right. I'm just saying, you kind of know more about the Philadelphia Eagles mm-hmm. than those other two teams. You're more familiar with them. And I think you got a lot of confidence based on what happened in that game. You're right. They caught some breaks in that game because if Devontae Smith catches it, they probably lose the game. He might even score a touchdown there.
Right.
Or they just run out the clock. But I think some people might vote Eagles. I actually put up a second Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Who would you like to face? The three possibilities right now, the Eagles, the Rams, and the Bucks. Early voting. You can vote at Chunks Radio. Eagles are the last choice, and the Rams are the first choice. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Masasio, listening in College Park. Masasio, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Probably Masaccio. How do you pronounce your name?
It is Masio.
Masio.
Oh, neither.
Close. I think I came closest. What's up, Masio? How are you?
No, I would love to play the Rams and Matthew Stafford. That man is brittle now, and I don't buy the whole keeping their last three opponents under 10. Jaden Daniels is too special to be kept under 10 points.
What about the coaching factor? Because of those three teams, all right, Sirianni, it's funny. I was driving around and I heard Sal Palantonio from ESPN. And Sal Pal was saying, he goes, as crazy as it seems, people in Philadelphia think this is a must-win game for Sirianni yesterday. Like, if they lost that game, they're what?
Like
13-3?
Right.
Or 12-4?
Right.
And that was a must-win, but you know, of the three coaches, McVay's won a Super Bowl. McVay seems to maximize the talent on the team. Like, after they won the Super Bowl, they gutted that team.
Right.
And then they've been competitive the last 2 years. Obviously, this year they're going to win the division and be in the playoffs again. He's the best of those coaches.
Oh, I don't think there's any questioning that. But
But you'd still rather face him.
I just feel like you said, I think Cooper Kupp has been reduced due to age and injury and the fact that Puka Nacua has just surpassed him. He's just a better player at this point. I feel like you can contain them a little bit more. But maybe I'm crazy. Let's go to David calling in from Gaithersburg. David, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning. The Rams, definitely, because they played the Bucs already. And if and our defense is going to let up points. So the question is, how many points? And Jaden Daniels will probably hopefully be able to put up like 30, 35 to get the win. We have to keep them under that, and they won't be able to keep the Bucs under that.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. I mean,
for the call.
If they were to play the Bucs, and I know what you're saying about Bucky Irving, and we know that the rush defense is weak, ranked 28th in the league. They're giving up 137 yards per game on the ground. Baker's going to throw the ball 50 times.
Sure, and he's going to target Mike Evans a dozen times, and Benjamin St. Juice is going to, you know what, that would be worth the matchup though, because if they faced the Bucs,
Lattimore.
It would be Lattimore versus Mike Evans, and we know that those guys have a volatile history where they, you know, they're throwing punches at each other in games. Guys have been ejected. I know Evans has been ejected in at least one game between those two. So that would be worth the price of admission, seeing those two guys square off against each other.
So Baker Mayfield this year, you know, having a fantastic year,
yeah.
He has the 39 touchdown passes. In terms of attempts, he is fifth in the league with 538 passes.
Yeah,
by comparison, Jaden Daniels is at 468.
Right.
Joe Burrow's thrown it 606 times.
Well, you would too if you could throw the ball to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. 800-636-1067 is the number. Who would you like to see the Commanders face? Do you have a preference as to who they'll take on as they have clinched a playoff bid? Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, look. If we're just talking about as a fan just wanting our season to go on for another week, then I agree with you guys. But big picture, I don't care, because you can get past the Rams and face a team that you can't get past. So you're going to have to face a better team. I'm just happy as a fan that we're not that team that people want to face, because it guarantees their week goes on. We're the team that I think people are kind of leery of facing, because if they sleep for a second, the Commanders come out and be playing again next week. So I don't even think it matters, man.
Okay.
I think that's a very fair point. And that's why, like, I wouldn't be terrified of the Eagles. Look, they're going to be a dog probably in all three of those matchups.
Yep. Certainly.
They'd be a dog heading to L.A. You know, for some reason, Tampa's the one that scares me the most. But you wouldn't have to travel cross country. Like, the Rams, you got to travel cross country.
Yep.
That's negative. The Rams, you got to face Sean McVay. So I should be, I don't know. Tampa, shorter trip, but it depends on Lattimore. I would be a little terrified of that passing game against him.
Yeah, I just feel like, I feel like Mike Evans is going to get his even against Lattimore, because he's going to get targeted 12 to 15 times. He's going to get the end zone targets. He's amazing at the jump, the 50-50 jump ball.
That rookie
in the end
receiver's
zone.
Pretty good too.
Caleb McMillan's very good. And I'm telling you, Bucky Irving would have 20 carries and like a buck 20 against this defense, the way that they're currently not stopping the run.
That said, the Eagles have the most weapons.
Right? there are no good scenarios here. You have to go on the road and face a quality team at each turn. Just a matter of, I feel like the Rams, you can contain them a little bit more than you can both the Bucs and the Eagles.
Certainly has happened here the last couple weeks where they haven't even gotten to 20 points in their last three games. Now, their defense, all of a sudden, if you look at those games, mm-hmm. you could say, oh, well, the Rams' offense, they're not even getting to 20 points.
Right.
They're not that threatening. They haven't allowed 10 in three straight games.
Yeah.
49ers put up 6 against them. Jets, who were woeful, put up 9.
Right.
And the Cardinals
Murray,
just put up 9.
Right. But the Cardinals were, I mean, they were eliminated from playoff contention. Like, how much were they into the game? Though they were trying to score right there at the end, and the Rams were able to save it. Let's go quickly to Dominic. He has a preference here. Dominic, you're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Thanks. First-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
For me, it's simple. I want it to be Tampa. I live in Tampa. I went to that first game, and, you know, to be honest, this is a different team. and even a different quarterback. You look at the first game that Jaden played, you know, look at that first drive. Everything behind the line, two, 3 yard completions. He was nervous, and look at the kicker situation. A lot better. I I'm not saying this because I live here. But correct me if I'm wrong. But wasn't our last playoff victory in Tampa in 2005?
You may be right. I mean, I don't think that affects anything, and I'm not so sure about the kicker situation. If you had to guess, Cakes, let's say Seibert is healthy. Do they go back to Seibert, or do you keep rolling with Zane Gonzalez?
I mean, neither one is. Right. I mean, Seibert was actually pretty good while he was healthy. So, yeah. I mean, if he's actually still technically on the roster and he's good to go, if you feel like he's a better kicker, I would certainly elevate him. But I haven't heard any mention of Seibert coming back.
That guy's awful confident. In the kicking game, I'm not. I think that kicking game is still a huge question mark.
Of course it is.
He's acting like they got it right. How did he just hit a couple?
I mean, temporarily they have it on lockdown, but that doesn't give you any assurances going forward. Not that confident in it.
So, you mean statistically you want to avoid the Eagles. I just think, wouldn't you think the team feels confident about playing the Eagles?
Somewhat, but I'd be worried about all the threats they have, and I would guess maybe Dallas Goedert could be back for that game too. I'd have to look at his status. That's a guy who's missed the last few games for the Eagles. I wouldn't want to face Saquon Barkley in a playoff win-or-go-home type scenario. I just feel like he's going to explode on you for like 150 all-purpose yards and just be a nightmare to deal with. And then you deal with Jalen Hurts and trying to stop him when he's... It just seems like this defense has a hard time with mobile quarterbacks, and I would like to avoid them if I could, as long as I could. And for that reason, try to stay away from Philly, at least in the first round.
You want them to play the Rams?
Want them to play the LA Rams, yes, correct.
All right.
Probably the best
matchup.
They've
won 5 in a row. They're not scoring a ton.
Yep.
Their defense has been better. You're facing a team that has Super Bowl experience. I know many of the players, Matthew Stafford obviously was there. Cooper Kupp was obviously there, but many of the players are different.
I'm picking the team that the quarterback has thrown one touchdown in the last three games.
He's still at 20-8 on the year.
But I like that current trend.
And he has Super Bowl experience, playoff experience.
Understood.
Not so much with Detroit.
Right.
But since he's been with Sean McVay, they've had a lot of success.
It's been a good match.
All right, let's take a break. Coming up next, we're going to check in with our boy EB. He's on vacay. He's been in Florida, but he's riding a high. The Jaden Daniels high. Trab, be ready. I'm sure he's going to attack you.
Here it comes.
Eric Carlton Bickle next here on the Junkies.